Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Arts Game Show Friday, Friday nights. We are here. This is our ninth episode since we've been back under this quarantine. Things are starting to open up a little bit. I went to the bank yesterday with a face shield, so I did get out, and I still know how to drive. We're going to play a little of the Dear Abby game, and we're going to continue that a little later on a taping later tonight, perhaps. We did an episode last time. Let me get some callers on, and we'll get started. I have 0993.
Andrea.
Hi there. Welcome back. And 4641.
Good evening, Art. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. And you too.
Thank you very much. How are you, Andrea?
And
good.
0641.
How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Good.
How are you, Mike?
How are you, Art? I'm terrific.
I'm well. I went to the bank with a face shield and another patron stood next to me. Yeah.
Wasn't it like TV, wasn't it? Was it like
he was wearing a mask.
Oh,
what did you say, Ron?
It's like PPE, like personal protective equipment.
Oh, well, Ron uses the medical name. Okay. Okay, Dr. Ron. Now,
indeed.
I'm on Channel 67, and I don't see your show on.
Not yet.
Did you come on at 11:30? Oh.
Well, you're just burning
see,
in the
I went out.
Dark.
I think I got brain fog. I got to check my. Yeah, you see? All right. Oh, and Ron likes that. Okay.
Time to take your temperature.
Yeah, that's right.
I know. Well, it's just good. But I can tell you,
we'll
tonight's
episode.
That.
It's your lead in, Ron.
Well,
it's your lead in.
That's
not
I can
Ron's
tell you
show.
Tonight's episode. Right, because I can tell you what tonight's episode is, because this was. It's a game called Headline Blanks, and wait till you see it with a guest who is an organist for the Boston Red Sox. Stay tuned for that tonight at 11:30.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like deja vu. I think we played that, right?
Right.
Okay.
So we're all going to let the folks see it, that's for sure. That's a definite. But I'm going to tell you that next week we have an encore presentation next week from... Yes, well, I can tell you right now, next week we have an encore presentation next week. That is has the game He Said, She Said. And next week we have another new episode with, hopefully, one good guest, and you're going to like her. Her name is I'm Stewie Johnson, plus the bloopers that we did outside Flushing Mouth Park in 2 weeks. So just a big lead-in for the next 3 weeks there.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. And, Mike, what's up with you?
Well, same old, another week in quarantine.
That's it, yeah. It's like one after the other. Well, like I said, things are starting to, I mean, improve, I would say.
Yes, a little bit.
A little bit.
But still, welcome to week 8 of quarantine at the house.
Yeah. Well, this is our ninth episode here on our revival. So, we're going to look at the...
Lasted longer than some game shows.
It did, that's right. Hey, Phil, Phil's here.
Hey,
how's it
going? Hey.
Good.
Howdy.
Good morning.
So, how's things going in Queens?
Okay, I've been getting out a lot lately. A lot of yo-yos not wearing masks, which pisses me off, but hey, I make
it's
the most
so
of
it.
Really?
Did you want it
I get out. What's up?
Yeah. You have to stay away from those. At least the guy standing next to me in the bank.
Oh, I do.
And he took the ATM right next to me, and I'm thinking ATM should follow men's room rules. You know, there are certain rules in men's rooms that, well, we have mixed company here, so I'm not going to get into those. But I think ATM should... No, but he was wearing a mask, so... And I had a mask and a shield. I look like I'm from a different planet. And you know what? I don't care. But,
exactly.
So, Phil, How's Queens taking it? I mean, you said a lot of people in Queens are not doing the mask.
A handful of them. I've seen them. But I think it's not too bad as it, you know, as it used to be. I don't see a lot of ambulances like I used to anymore, and people are friendly for the most part. Yeah. So
what about police cars? What about police cars? They've been happening a lot in Queens as well.
I see a handful of them. I have witnessed.
And oh, we have Holly coming on too. Hey, Holly.
Hi. Yeah. Hey.
How you doing, Holly?
Hey, Ron.
Okay.
Hey,
all right, so you know what? We're well into our show. You know, we have another 5 or so minutes on live, so I'm just going to keep an eye on the switchboard. If anyone joins us or you're listening live, you have 5 minutes to call on in here on the Game Show Party. The number is 516-387-1915. But we're going to play a little of the – yes, I did. Yeah, I had the wrong area code this time because I'm so used to 718. But we're going to play a little of the Dear Abby game. But before we do, I'm going to check out – we're going to talk about her her post today and see if we can guess her answer, you know, or come up with a better answer. This is a new current Dear Abby letter that we have from today's Dear Abby. We're going to start off with that and then get a couple for the game. And, you know, maybe later on Zoom, if you join us live here on Blog Talk, you can join us for Zoom much later after Ron's Zoom show. I know you have something special planned there.
Well, we're going to find out as soon as later because we have a little bit of support for a lot. And I got something just to show you because I do have a mug I'm drinking coffee right now that says, "An honor to teachers, even by YouTube. You and Holly," it says, "this class clown runs a love, laughter, and lots of coffee."
Ah, very good.
That's what I have right here.
We're going to take a look. We're going to take a look at one of today's letters, and I thought this was really interesting, especially for Holly and I, because we do have extended family, lost family that we were very happy to find. But some people may not be. So this was a very interesting letter, today's Dear Abby, that I'll read to you. "Dear Abby, I recently found out who my biological father was. Apparently, my mother and this man had an affair more than 50 years ago. There's only speculation as to why. What bothers me is I've always lived no more than 15 miles from this man and his family. I tried reaching out to the one half-sibling I am most knowledgeable about. They have made no attempt to contact me about this elephant in the room. I don't know if it's shame or embarrassment on their part. I'm a respectable man with a great family. Why someone would not want to reach out and at least get to know a brother they supposedly never knew existed is beyond me. We've wasted too many years being kept in the dark about this well-kept secret. My thought is that you can never have too big a family, even if we are only half-siblings. Should I continue attempting to reach them or just sweep all of this under the rug and pretend it never happened? Sign, expanding the family in Ohio." Because I know, Mike, you love those signatures.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, when I saw this, I was like,
I would say continue because... Yeah. It's going to be something that I was thinking about.
You are okay, but let me just set this up for you, Ron. He did try to contact them, and they haven't answered. So, Ron, you're for stalking them.
Well, don't even ask me that. I have no idea, but I was thinking to meet you. But, you know, because there's my answer. I have it.
Yeah, I would, you know, for me, I appreciate finding and connecting with relatives that we didn't know we had. I'm certainly open to it, but not everybody is, you know. And this is a different circumstance. Obviously, it was said there was an affair in the back there, so you know they may have a reason. I don't know. So, Ron, you say you would just continue to try to push it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Anyone else?
Andrew, what do you think?
I would let it be. She tried, and he tried, mm-hmm. and they didn't answer, so I would be done.
Yeah, I agree. I also would let it be. They may not want to be bothered with.
I mean, it is hurtful, especially since he seems like a nice person. Maybe I'll reach out to him and be his family. But, you know, sometimes if people don't want, no is no. Phil, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I say if they don't reach out back, let it go. They either think it's like a scam or something, or maybe they're dead. I don't know, but I would stop reaching out.
Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, he knows of like one confirmed relative. He doesn't have the others, and the one he's most knowledgeable about doesn't want to have contact. Well, you know, when I connected with family, you know, you do have to connect with the one that's interested. Holly,
right.
You do know not everybody that we connected with was initially interested. You know,
yeah.
So you have to connect with the right one. You know, I think she didn't actually touch on this, but maybe there's others there that would be more open. The one he contacted obviously isn't. So her answer, dear expanding, not everyone is as open-hearted or inclusive as you. After half a century, your birth father's family may prefer not to open this chapter of their father's life. And they should not be forced to. Because you have already reached out to them without getting a response, I don't think you should push the issue. You wrote that you are a respectable man with a great family. Count your blessings, because not everyone is so fortunate. So, yeah, there might still be hope that maybe there is another relative that might be more open. Probably not, because they might have contacted him if they were. So, yeah, I guess the prevailing advice is, sadly, let it go. And it's their loss. Okay.
There you go.
And here was the second letter of today, and then we're going to get on to the game from the cards, and I'll give you categories and choices. This is today's second letter from the current Dear Abby. We don't have any more callers. We're going to be in archive in 2 minutes. So, Dear Abby, I'm a 42-year-old man who lives at home with my parents after getting out of an abusive relationship. A full night's sleep is important to me, and waking up early from avoidable noises is upsetting because I'm unable to go back to sleep. My mother's cell phone is what's waking me up. I have asked her numerous times to turn off the ringer at night. She has no reason to be a go-to for emergencies, yet she acts as if she is. The last time I asked, she actually told me that the phone calls she missed, because she forgot to turn her ringer back on, are more important than my sleep. I like that answer. She said she's glad I'm living back at home because I'm making life easier for them. They're getting old. And I have come to the conclusion I'll be taking care of my parents in the coming years. I have told Mom numerous times to have her hearing checked, too, but to no avail. I think that may be why her cell phone ringer blares so loudly. On numerous occasions, I've been sitting upstairs and heard Dad ask her a question in the living room. And Mom, who is sitting right next to him, said, "What?" She's in denial about her hearing. Yeah, I know a lot of people like that. I have an audience over here. And she'll be tuning into your show, Ron.
Yes. Well, I hope so.
I'd rather not move out, but I am about ready to do it for the peace and quiet. Do you have any words of wisdom for me? Injured ears in Illinois. These letters are more lengthy than in the game. Lengthy letters. Okay. Ron, you would have stalked the last writer. Why would you do with this one?
Oh, God. Now this is a very long letter, but I have no idea what this will all mean about this one. But I will. I have no idea.
All right, Holly.
Okay. Hang on, I'll be right back.
What are the choices?
This is just today's letter. There are no choices. We're going to get to the game.
What advice do I think she would give him?
Well, what would you do? And we'll see what she says. What would you give? Ron messed up on the last one.
You could get her a little Bluetooth device. That way she only hears it ring, and so would I use it. That way
she would she put that in her ear or something?
Yeah, and you set your phone to sleep. You could just get her a headset.
Okay,
you
Phil.
Stay up and...
Phil, what would you advise him?
You know, I've been trying to think. I don't know. Probably something like a headphone or something. I'm not sure.
All right, two headphones.
I
got to
think about it for a minute.
Okay.
I would wait till she goes to sleep, and then shut her phone off.
Ah, okay. Yeah, but she's gonna get note of that when she sees it off in the morning. Mike, what would you say? You know, the funny thing is, I didn't see if he was paying rent.
Encourage a headphone or something to that effect.
Okay, yeah, she was pretty similar. You know, before I looked at the answer, I'm like, I don't see if he's paying rent or anything. I'm almost thinking it's his parents' home and moving back here like a guest. But Dear Abby says, do you have any advice? Yes, I do. Ask your mother to put her phone on vibrate at bedtime. So she kind of agrees with, you know, like a Bluetooth or a vibrate. Or use its do not disturb feature between certain hours. If she refuses, then purchasing a white noise machine might be a solution. Suggest to your father that he... Or maybe he can use some edibles to help him sleep.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. Suggest to your father that he inform their doctor about your mother's hearing problem. Perhaps if the doctor tells her it's time to have a hearing check by an audiologist, she won't tune out the message. So those were today's letters. Now we're going to get to the game. Remember the game, these letters were sent in about 25 years ago, so you want to take the answers into consideration. We have clues, and I'll let's see who was the first one to call in here. And we'll play about four rounds or until time runs out. Let's see. Andrea, you were first. So you'll pick between wedding invitations include a request for cash or wife attracted to hubby's brother.
Wedding invitations asking for cash.
Okay, that's an interesting one. The other one seems very stereotypical of Dear Abby. Dear Abby, I received the enclosed message along with a wedding invitation. It did not set well with me, and I would like your thoughts on this matter. Here's the message in the invitation. As we join our households together, our gift needs are few. If you wish to give us a wedding present, please consider a monetary gift that we could use for our wedding and honeymoon. Thank you, John and Mary. Not their real names. Signed anonymous. Okay, here are your choices on this one. Dear Anonymous, A, at least you don't have to worry about giving them something they don't want. B, it's unusual but honest. C, gifts should come from the heart. John and Mary are way out of line. D, if you had asked John and Mary what they wanted for their wedding gift, the above message would have been appropriate, but a blatant request for money is in poor taste. Okay, so let's hear. Andrea, why don't you go first?
The one, Poor Taste.
Poor Taste, so D.
Yes.
Ron?
I'm actually going to say D also.
Okay, Mike?
I think D also. Just asking for money is a little bizarre.
Phil?
Although I was leaning towards A a little bit.
Yeah.
Putting that out there. But I'm going to go
with
D.
What do you think, dear Abby, said D?
I'm going to go with D, but A is not out of the question.
Phil?
Yeah, I also agree about D because also not only is it unusual, I think it's something that Dear Abby would reply with as advice.
Okay. And Holly.
Holly's
bad. Yeah, I just think D. I think, I mean, though it is honest, you know, it is, I think she's big on etiquette. So I don't know, for that reason, I think she would say D. It's full etiquette to even,
yeah.
Even if it is honest.
Yeah.
I mean, how many toasters can you have? People want to cash.
Right. And, you know, maybe this is a Jewish thing, but Jewish people only give cash. You know you're going to give.
I've never given a gift. I've never given a gift at a wedding. I've only given money.
Money, right. So
yeah, same.
That's how it. I never would think of anything else. I've given gifts for wedding showers. Those are different.
Different.
And sometimes, you know, you get these responses that, what am I going to do with this? Like that very tall pepper shaker, Holly. I wonder if they're using it. Holly and I were at a wedding over the summer.
We bought a very tall pepper mill.
We bought a very tall pepper mill. A very tall pepper mill for the wedding party, not the wedding itself. The couple's shower that they had, it was an all-gender shower that they did at Perry's. And that lent itself to gifts because then they opened the gifts. Weddings are different.
Right.
Weddings you do. I never gave a gift at a wedding. But those shower-like things or engagement parties. And Holly, did you see when they opened that tall pepper mill? Where are we going to put? What?
No. They were like deleting another one.
The what?
They were like, what are we going to, we have a lot of these pepper mills.
Oh, they did get a lot of pepper mills. Wow. Well, I hope they like pepper.
I guess they can always return it. Can't they return it?
So, okay. You know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to go with you guys just because it seemed a little, I don't think it was bad. I just think Dear Abby would say it was in poor taste. But I actually think it did guide you. I never understood the, what do you call those, the bridal registries. Because how do you know, yes, they picked it, but how do you know what's good enough to get, you know? I just rather give them the cash. You spend it on what you want.
Yes, cash is
that's
easier.
How we do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I did. I'm going to give you the answer in a minute, and then we'll probably get to one more. I see the clock. But we're going to do this again next week. This game is pretty cool. We'll always check in with Abby, and we're going to do a Zoom after Ron's Zoom. For those of you who are up to it, you can check the Audie Party page. I'll put the link up there on the page for this on Facebook. But there was once a letter, I think, to Dear Abby, it could have been Ann Landers, her sister, on a couple who sent out a letter, this was really in bad taste, that told them that they were, we're doing a small wedding, so we're not inviting you, but gifts will still be appreciated, and they sent where you could send it. And the woman wrote to Dear Abby when she got that letter, what she did was wrote how they enjoyed their night out with the money they would have given them as a wedding gift. And I thought that was so cool. Because you never give a wedding gift.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. If you're not invited, you don't get a gift. It's just like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, let me give you the answer to this, because we're running out of time. She said D. Yep, so she was with the court case on that. So I think we all got that one.
Yes, we got it right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty poor taste.
Yes. All right. Mike, why don't you choose the next one? We have, we'll stick with a wife attracted to hubby's brother, or it's lonely at the top.
That's boring, too. All right, we're going to go with wife attracted to the husband's brother.
One.
The wife attracted to the husband's brother.
You're going to go with that, okay. Dear Abby, I'm happily married and I really love my husband, but I'm very much attracted to his brother. And he's attracted to me. We kid around and flirt, but we haven't done anything about it except maybe a quick kiss in the kitchen. Maybe if I have a fast fling with this guy and get it over with, I will get him out of my system. What do you think? Signed, All in the Family. Dear All, I wonder if this would go on today. Dear All in the Family, A. Forget the
Jerry
fast
Springer.
Fling. Forget the fast fling. It could fling in your marriage right into the divorce court. B.
Correct.
It sounds like you won't be content until you do. C. You and your brother-in-law could agree to keep your distance. You both have too much to lose. D. How could you be certain your husband doesn't already suspect something? Do you really want to take a chance? What do you think, Abby?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You know, I could be wrong, but I think D.
You're going to say D?
D.
Sounds like you won't be content until you do.
No.
All right.
D.
Andrea?
D.
Okay. How can you be certain your husband doesn't already know? And Ron, you said D. You said B.
No,
Mike?
C. No, C. No, C.
Oh, A. All the way A.
You're going to say A. Forget the fast fling. You said C?
Yeah, I say A.
Keep your distance. Mike says A. Phil?
I don't know. D kind of sounds logical. I'm going to go with D. I don't know.
You say she should have the fling. It won't be. You won't be content until you do. Okay. And Holly.
I would say that
probably
won't. Tell her that.
Which one?
Her husband might suspect it. Anyway.
Okay, you're
going to
go with
it.
D.
Yeah.
Okay, and she says... She said A, forget the fast fling. Mike is right.
Yes.
Can fling you right into divorce court.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, they all had, you know, either way, this sounded like it was ill-conceived.
Right, she's going to get divorced anyway, but at least dear Abby didn't send her to divorce.
Right. You know, so at least tell her this is, yeah, this didn't even sound good from the beginning. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't think, Phil, that Abby would, you know, approve of that. Get the fling over with. The sooner the better.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we don't have time for another one, but we're looking to continue this on the Zoom. We're going to have Ron. Ron, tell us very quickly, because you have about a minute, what's up next. But before you do, Ron, I'm going to say goodnight to all of our people. Ron?
Well, we know about a lot of fun today. We have a lot of fun tonight, but I'm going to tell you one thing for sure. We're going to preview, we're taping some of the openings for Game Show Block Choir episodes of Rosa. But I found, but by the way, I did find one that you sent me not too long ago, a Game Show call, which I have no clue why you had that on there. You know, that's a show.
Getting music.
Well, it's that's the name of the show. Well, it was right back there, and they said it to me about last night on my email. And I don't know what that means, but I'm going to find out why in the next show. We'll open some of these shows and close them. We're going to talk all this about this in a Zoom meeting coming up in 5 minutes' time.
Okay. Well,
plus,
we'll see you all next week.
Well, happy Memorial Day, Paul.
Happy Memorial.
Happy Memorial Weekend.
Yeah.